For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Timothy Caboni is finishing his first week as the 10th president of Western Kentucky University. It's the first time the school has had such a leadership transition in 20 years. President Caboni stopped by the studios of WKU Public Radio to talk about a range of issues, including what role a university should play in filling local employment needs, the reality of a performance-based state funding model, and what his first week on the job has been like.
Well, it's been a remarkable 5 months, and I'm thankful to President Ransdell for everything he's done to make the transition both smooth and warm and welcoming for me. I've had hundreds of conversations with faculty, staff, students, alumni, donors, stakeholders, and what has become clear is that there is a tremendous upside at WKU. Folks are excited about the future and potential of the university. And they're committed to WKU's success. And so it has been a deep dive, drinking from the fire hose for 5 months. But the good thing is, instead of having to do that learning on day one, I've managed to be able to hit the ground running and move forward pretty quickly with some work we have to do during the next several months.
When you've spoken to those hundreds of stakeholders, in addition to the pride that they feel about WKU and the hope, was there anything that they said, was there a consensus you sort of came to about maybe what people thought about as being maybe the chief challenge facing WKU moving forward?
So budgetary challenges are always an issue in higher education. What we have to do as an institution is figure out how do we overcome those. And that means being very intentional about the budget we have. How do we make sure it serves us and our strategic plan going forward instead of us being slaves to it? And so I think as we go through in the next several months, a comprehensive strategic planning process as a university, one portion of that will be thinking about how do we make sure our budget supports our institutional priorities and does it in a way that helps us and enable our success.
Do you have an idea of what the chief institutional priority is, or is that something you wait and you gain a little more consensus on moving forward?
So in addition to strategic planning, we're going to do some strategic doing. And in my first year, we're going to have two places where we really invest time and energy, one of which is ensuring that we're recruiting more and better students. That means we have to hone our message. We have to be more aggressive about how we reach out to prospective students. We have to think carefully about how our financial aid is being deployed to help those young people, both the best and brightest, but also the neediest of students from across the Commonwealth come here to WKU. So it's on recruitment, but then also making sure that the young people to whom we make an offer of admission know that we know and we think and we're going to do everything in our power to help them be successful and graduate in 4 years. And so the other place where we're going to invest significant time is ensuring that we have strong first to second year persistence, that we retain the students that we recruit, and also we move them toward graduating in 4 years. And there are a number of policy levers that we might pull to be able to move the needle on some of those numbers. But they're crucial. They're crucial because that's what we do as an institution. But also given the new state performance funding, we must be successful going forward.
I want to ask you about that state funding here in just a moment. Your predecessor, Gary Ransdell, often said while he was president that he thought that the single most important thing that WKU could do was to produce graduates who are capable of filling the needed jobs in our region and state. Do you agree with that assessment?
So we have to prepare people to make a good living, but we also have to prepare them to make a good life. And I think that having that balance is important, that preparing people to go into the workforce in a profession is key, but also ensuring they have the critical thinking and broader communication skills to be successful over a lifetime is something that we should do as a university. The other is, if you think about the labor force in the region, there are probably on any given day 5,000 open positions. Maybe 1,200 of them require a four-year college degree. So one of the things I hope WKU can do in the future and continue to work on is in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, city mayor, city planners, and county judge executive is think about how do we diversify that economy from a very strong manufacturing economy to one that produces other jobs that require even more of our students and enable even more of our students to stay here in Bowling Green and in Warren County and in the region.
When we last spoke, you said you were all in on the idea of the performance-based funding that Kentucky now has, the idea that a school's funding is based on how well it meets certain benchmarks. How confident are you, as the new WKU president, that this university is in a position to fully maximize its funding potential under the plan that's in place?
Well, one of the reasons I'm talking about retention and recruitment and graduation is that those are key funding metrics and key outcomes the state is interested in us achieving and will have dollars tied to them. And so obviously that should move the needle. I think it makes good sense for a university to be funded based upon the thing the state is asking it to do. And for us, one portion of that is graduating more students with a four-year degree in 4 years. And we should focus on that.
Is it a failure if a student takes 5 years, or if a student comes to WKU thinking, I want to be a major in this, and I learn through actually taking classes, you know, that's not for me, and maybe it takes 4.5, 5, 6 years. Is that a failure?
So I'll contextualize it this way. We want to make sure that everything that we can do as an institution creates a pathway that allows a student to finish in 4 years, even if they change majors. I want to remove every barrier that the institution might be putting in front of student success. If a student meanders about, explores things that are different and new to them and may take a little bit longer because they have shifted, but the institution has done everything in its power to support them graduating quickly, to provide the narrowest pathway through a degree program, then I think it's still a success for that student. What's most important is they attain the degree. What I hope is more of them do it in 4 years than 5 or 6 or longer.
In this first week, what, if anything, has surprised you since officially becoming a university president?
Well, it was really odd. My first day was July 3rd, and so I had this remarkable first day of work. And then the second day was a holiday. And so that was a little bit jarring to ready to show up for day two and realizing I just get to shoot fireworks. And it was interesting. I had a great time in Kansas, but it was nice to have a little bit of barbecue and bourbon to celebrate Independence Day and to take count of day one and catch my breath. But we're really ready to sprint. And so nothing really surprised me. Which I think speaks to the remarkable transition we've had.
Last question. You mentioned bourbon. You opened the door. So if you're at a picnic or something on the 4th of July or the 5th of July, what bourbon are you drinking?
Oh, goodness. Now, see, that's going to get me in a lot of trouble in Kentucky. But when I came here as a graduate student, I'll go back to 1994, that was my first experience with Maker's Mark. And I've been a Maker's Mark guy since. Certainly, I enjoy a range of bourbons, but one that's commonly available. And I think Maker's is a great choice.
President Cambone, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with WKU President Timothy Cambone. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.